speaking today with Gonzalo Camacho, who is one of the candidates for City Council District H in the May special election. Gonzalo, first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
There are a couple of areas of personal interest. One of them is the poor shaping of our infrastructure in District H. The other one, what motivates me quite a bit, is the reconstruction of I-45 and the realization that our hurricane evacuation preparedness, I don't think is appropriate enough for the safety of our public.
Okay. Well, I-45 is one of the things I was going to be talking about anyway, so let's get right into that.
Okay.
You've put forth a proposal for a tunnel for I-45. Give me sort of a high-level description of this and where it stands and what, if anything, you would be able to do to further it as a member of City Council.
The proposal was done in 2004. Regretfully, the folks from City Council, especially the mayor, did not support us, even though TxDOT was willing to look into it. Their words was, if this is what you want, we can do it, but we need full support from the mayor. What was said, the tunnel is an alternative to constructing highways, which is done all over the world. It's basically putting two highway tunnels underground below I-45 to conduct versus expansion. That's the phase one. The second phase is to actually rebuild the existing surface I-45 into a boulevard like Memorial Park or Allen Parkway, Memorial Drive, should I say. That is long term, and the idea is to actually put in a mass transit, i.e. like a light rail, in the center. So we develop a corridor of the likes that there isn't one in the world. What does it become is a tunnel system of a highways with a beautiful boulevard, Houston style, and a mass transit in the center, which it's long-term is truly a visionary project. How could that help being in City Council? Well, City Council folks, whenever they have the willingness, they can cause significant impact on what's happening in the city. So as a city council person, gives me an extra ability to engage the entities involved in the process. Puts me at the table to negotiate with these folks and reinforce what citizens want. Because it's not me driving this project, it's the I-45 coalition. The coalition is formed by dozens of civic organizations of hundreds, if not thousands, of members. They all have voted unanimously to support this project. So I'm just a continuation of what residents want, and I'm not afraid to speak up. Besides, I have the credentials as a traffic transportation engineer, 15 plus years experience. I have the credentials and understanding to sit at the table with the right folks and have an intelligent conversation, which right now nobody at City Council has that knowledge. Nobody at City Council has the experience that I have. And transportation is one of the main factors that involves city politics. All the polls say that. But none of the city council, including the mayor, has the qualifications that I have.
Okay. TxDOT is going to be re-engaging the public shortly regarding I-45. Yeah. I mean, obviously we know what your preferred outcome is, but let's start from a process perspective.
Yeah.
How would you like to see this process go? And, you know, again, what should city council and city government be doing to engage with TxDOT as they come back on the 45 expansion plan?
Regretfully, TxDOT is fixed to a federal process that I have my doubts is best for the taxpayer. You know, and they're involved in a process that's going to take 10 years to investigate and plan the expansion and reconstruction of I-45. That's really not serving the public. I did meet with the I-45 coalition last week, and I gave them pretty much what I think should be the approach. But what I would like to see, and I have requested a meeting with Judge Emmett and TxDOT, district engineer, for this, I would like for the project to be decoupled. I would like, instead of looking at I-45 as a roadway expansion project, I would like for that to be as a reconstruction project for I-45, and the adding capacity to be a different project. I think that would be benefit to everybody because it will reduce the reconstruction of I-45 to less than 5 years, and then it gives us the opportunity to look at the I-45 tunnels as a coupling process with the Hardy Toll Road and a regional concept of how to add capacity to our roads. So basically what I would like to do and I would like to push for is the decoupling of the current transportation planning for I-45 into two different projects, reconstruction and adding capacity through tunnels.
Okay. In other transportation news, as you know, Metro signed its contract with Parsons to start building three of the light rail lines. Part one of this question is, what is your opinion of that? And part two, if you're elected to city council, you would be serving presumably until 2015, three terms. You know, the current Metro Light Rail expansion program is supposed to be all finished by 2012. Mm-hmm. You know, beyond that, what do you want to see them doing? Where do you want to see them go? What do you want to see them emphasize?
I have traveled all over the world. Many cities, I have talked to many transportation, traffic, mass transit experts on this. And Houston has the ability to be the foremost progressive city in the world when it comes to transportation and mass transit. I support mass transit all the way I can. I think we are failing to pick the right technologies. So, short term, I think we need to start looking at our quality of life and quality of business, the current issues on metro system, how is it going to affect local businesses with the overpasses. This overpass idea has been extended to the railroads. We really cannot have overpasses within the urban area. We're building this huge, tall, 26, 30 feet high overpasses adjacent to businesses and homes. That's not a way to regard the quality of life and quality of business. So those are immediate things that I have in mind that I think need to be worked out as an engineer. There are options, there are opportunities. It can be done if everybody at the table is willing to do it. And they all know, a lot of people know my stance on all of this. Long term, I think we need to look at different alternatives, different technologies. I truly believe the Galleria area needs a monorail. I truly believe the medical center needs a monorail. I truly think that there are new vehicle technologies that can be implemented. I think that there is a new system for HOV systems. There's an array of things. I have written papers on this. So if we don't look at all these different opportunities, we're missing out on the boat. I think the focus on the current thing, just light rail and highways, is not appropriate.
Okay. The CIP for district gauge just came out.
Correct.
Give me your opinion of that and what you would like to see prioritized and what you might like to see modified, added, removed.
Actually, it's sad because one of my passions is people and kids, children. And one item that I saw in CIP that breaks my heart is we have no money for sidewalks. Maybe in some neighborhoods that's not an issue. I know in some neighborhoods it's a significant issue. I did do a pro bono project with the city. We applied for Save Route to School program for the federal program. We did get five projects for the East End, five elementary schools, $2.4 million. That was in 2007. The city hasn't used those funds yet. They say they're going to use $1 million. They're going to leave $1.4 million on the table. One of the first things for me as city council would be to put those $2.4 million to work. We need those sidewalks on the East End. So, and there are many other things. The sad thing is that we always look at the CIP and we don't have enough money in the CIP to do everything that we need to. But there are other alternatives. We have to work with all these communities in an open process and sincere process and see how we can do things versus just focusing on the CIP. So let's work with each community. Let us, the communities, tell us what are the priorities and work with each community having them done, regardless of what the CIP has to do or not. City Council tells me we have a surplus of money. Well, then forget the CIP. Let's go for alternatives. Bottom line, the CIP does not have enough funds. We need to look at alternatives. We need to look beyond the immediate elements and look into the future.
Of course, right now we're in kind of tough economic times. How should the city of Houston be How should the city of Houston be budgeting and dealing with its ongoing expenses and revenue streams during this in this economic climate?
I think there's always opportunities for those of us who are willing to look for them. I think this downturn in global economy is an opportunity for entities like City of Houston to do things differently. I think we have an opportunity to work in the area of economic development, green economic development, in quality of life issues. I think that there's an opportunity to bring projects, i.e. transportation projects, to the table that require long-term investment. I think there are investors who are willing to invest in cities who are economically conscious and prepare for this. So if we prepare the economic system from a serious point of view, say this is the place to invest for the long term, I think the economy, the global economy, will not be a factor. I don't know.
Okay. All right. There's been a lot of concern expressed, at least in this neighborhood, but I think all around the city, about crime lately.
Right.
What, as council member, would you like to see done to address some of the concerns about crime in District H?
As a transportation traffic engineer, I've learned how to design streets to reduce crime. It's a whole program to do that. I know because of the downturn in the economy and revenues, city will not have enough funds to keep up with all the crime that's going up like crazy. I've lived in Woodland Heights for almost 10 years now. I've never seen the intensity of crimes that are going on. And regretfully, I think it's going to go up. Do we have the resources to fight crime in the traditional manner? We don't. So I think I would like to look at implementing some design strategies in neighborhoods where we limit access into neighborhood streets to those folks who shouldn't be there. And there are many strategies. That's one of the personal areas. The other thing, I wonder the benefit of having HPD on highways or city streets ticketing people for speeding is a proper use of HPD's time versus being in the neighborhoods preventing crime. We have a policy of going to the crime after it's committed, which is, you know, we would like to see a proactive activity versus a reactive one. And having four HPD officers on the exit of Studewood at I-10 ticketing people in an area where it's relatively safe for traffic, it just does not give me a good message. So there are different things, different ways I would like to look at things and propose different alternatives.
Okay. You are a resident of Woodland Heights. It's a historic neighborhood. Some there are other such neighborhoods inside District H. Preservation is something that is important to a number of people in this district. What, if anything, should City Council be doing to strengthen or extend existing preservation laws to enable historic neighborhoods to maintain that character?
What makes a city is our history. What makes our culture is our history, so preserving it should be very critical. It is critical. I'm not a historic preservation expert. There are many of those around, and I think following what they have done, following what other cities have done to preserve and protect history is a factor. I've learned about the history of Houston by living in it. You know, we live in a neighborhood that's almost 100 years old, planned community. Heights, it was a mixed-use planned community. We're destroying in the Heights what every single community across the world wants, which is the mixed-use, transit-oriented development. And what people don't realize is that the Heights, Woodland Heights, even Bel Air, were communities that were designed as a transit-oriented community 100 years ago, and we're destroying that. So there is a value in preserving the history. There is a value in preserving our history. We have the Harrisburg, first capital of Texas, the bayous. We have an incredible amount of history. How are we going to protect it? It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of willingness. There's a lot of people who have been advocating this for a long time, but there hasn't been a political process that supports that. I don't have the answers, but a lot of people have them. What I have is the willingness to work with a lot of people towards a common goal. What I have is the knowledge of our history and to realize how important it is to preserve it.
Okay. City of Houston has recently started a pilot program with recycling in some neighborhoods where they are giving bigger bins and enabling all recyclables to be commingled in one bin and also to take glass, which they haven't been doing before, the object of which is to increase the citywide participation in recycling and the amount of waste that the city recycles, both of which are very low right now. What's your opinion of this program, and what should the city be doing in addition or instead of stuff like that to increase recycling participation rates, curbside in particular?
I certainly support all the kind of work that's going towards the recycling, trying to do the right thing. Is that a priority of mine? I think we have to look at the priorities and see where that ranks. How much more time I can invest in that, you know, that's the question. You know, I think that there is an importance in looking at every single community in District H because it's a very broad, very wide, and very different. We have to look at every community and see what their priorities are. You know, in this area, recycling is a priority. We like to do that. In other areas, sidewalks is a very critical factor. You know, education. You know, one of the areas that is a passion of mine that should be a very critical one is education. But we never talk about our quality of education. HISD, 200,000 students. Failure rate is astronomical, over 50%. 80% of people that are in jail never graduate from high school. When we look at crime, we cannot ignore the quality of our schools. Because if we don't educate students, we're contributing to the crime. So yeah, we can talk a lot about things, but I think it's important for us to look at all the issues that involve in the city, in District 8, and prioritize them. You know, yes, recycling is good. I would rather talk about education and how to improve our schools, how to make sure that our students stay in school.
Well, isn't that primarily a state and federal function? What's the city's role in public education?
It's a duty for each one of us. I don't have children, but I contribute with my taxes for the HISD. The quality of our students is critical to our future. You know, if we look at the city's budget, a large portion of the city's budget is towards HPD for crime. If we don't educate our students, a lot of the students will become criminals. So yes, in a practical sense, in a legal sense, a lot of people say, well, what does city council have to do with schools? Well, legally, probably not much. Individually, we have to be committed to the best education in the world. When Adrian Garcia got elected, and I was telling some folks before that, because I run, I said, HISD is a critical option for me, and some people said the same thing. Well, what does HISD have to do with city council? One of the first activities that Adrian had to do when he became city council was trying to find support from the community so HISD would not close the schools. Very critical. HISD is closing a lot of entry schools. That's making a lot of people upset. You know, we cannot maintain a quality of our life, we cannot maintain a quality of our community and our families by closing down the schools and making them so more efficient, people cannot walk to school. The program that we did in the East End for the elementary, it's over 90% of those kids are driven to school. You know, so a school might not be a factor per se, but it's a critical element in today's communities and we have to protect it.
Okay. We will be electing a new mayor this November. What aspects of Mayor White's tenure as mayor would you like to see the new mayor continue, and what aspects of it would you like to see the new mayor not continue?
Gosh, Mayor White never supported the I-45 tunnel. I gave him so much information. So I would love for the next mayor to say, yes, TxDOT, this is what I want, and let me do whatever I can to help you. I asked Peter Brown that. I said, Peter, and this before he got elected, he was all for it. But after he got elected, he said, politically, we cannot do it. The cannot do attitude, we cannot have in this city. You know, when we're talking about quality of life, we have to have mayors that says, yes, we'll do and we'll try our best, even if we fail in the process. The economy, that's a critical factor. We cannot keep on taxing our residents out of their homes. Okay? Every year, our property taxes go up to 10%. Our salaries don't even go up that high. You know, so family economy is critical. So regardless of what Mayor White did or did not do, I think what we're looking at is a mayor that really understands the economy, a mayor that really understands the quality of life and how economy is going to affect our families and people. Because after all, city is not made by stadiums or pretty buildings. It's made by people. Cities are made by our neighborhoods. Cities are made by people working together towards a common goal. So I hope the next mayor will focus on that.
Okay. There's 9 candidates running in this race. What distinguishes you from the other 8?
I'm the most qualified. I've been involved with the community since 93. I moved to Houston in 95. 93, I did first volunteer community project at the East End. And I got dozens of community projects. Some people are trying to make their name aware. I've been around for a long time. A lot of people know me. So credentials-wise, I've been involved with many community projects. I learned a lot about the District H. Professionally, I'm a transportation traffic engineer. One of the top priorities in the city is traffic congestion, highway expansion. If you look at the news and all of the discussions, the Grand Park was on the top of the list. Funding, the stimulus package is on top of the list. You know, another element, like I mentioned before, is education is on top of the list. These are areas that I've been educating myself in. I have advanced degrees in. I write papers on these topics. So there's no question in my mind I'm the most qualified, the most involved. So my past work speaks by itself.
Okay. Gonzalo Camacho, thank you very much for talking to me today.